This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is former New Mexico governor and 2012 presidential candidate Gary Johnson. He's seeking the Republican nomination, but there's been a little bit of a bump here in the initial planning because CNN will not allow him to participate in the June 13th debate in New Hampshire. We want to get his thoughts on that, as well as what he thinks of some of the most important issues affecting voters and the nation coming up in the 2012 campaign. And Governor, it's a pleasure to have you with us.
Greg, thanks for having me on and trying to make the most out of this CNN situation. I guess it's somebody that they don't want to have everybody else listen to. And by the way, I'm really disappointed in this decision. I never believed that I would not have a seat at the table, given that I was a two-term governor of New Mexico and was successful at doing that and have an entrepreneurial background. And I'd like to think just a real common-sense business approach to everything that I did as governor of New Mexico and would as president of the United States. And like I say, I don't know what they don't want me to say or be present.
One of the interesting things I thought about this was the statement you posted on your website, and I'm sure disseminated elsewhere, and that's your reaction to the reason why. CNN basically saying they wanted candidates to meet a certain threshold in national polls, but what you have pointed out in campaign after campaign, this far before Election Day, some folks who would have been left out in previous cycles ended up being elected president, correct?
Well, it happened with Carter, Dukakis, and Clinton. And, you know, Greg, as governor of New Mexico, I didn't spend my time raising my celebrity or my name, if you will, rather trying to focus on doing the best job possible. And I found it interesting that half of the polls that they cited as threshold polls, my name wasn't even on those polls.
That doesn't make it very fair either. Let's talk a little bit about the track record you mentioned or alluded in New Mexico. You were governor from 1994 till 2003, term limited after two terms. And some of the statistics from that time are certainly quite impressive. You're one of only four states when you left office that had a balanced budget. You issued 750 vetoes over those 8 years, including, I believe, about 200 in the first year alone. 14 tax cuts with no tax hikes. Explain how that philosophy would be brought to Washington if you were the next president.
That same philosophy would be brought to Washington. The notion that the best government is the government that rules the least. The notion that government at its best empowers all of us as individuals to be the best that we can be, providing us with a level playing field that, you know what? This is a country where you can go from having nothing to having everything overnight if you're willing to work hard and innovate. What we have, what I saw as governor of New Mexico, is we have a lot of favoritism when it comes to legislation. Legislation that favors corporations, groups, individuals, as opposed to this notion of legislation that treats everyone equally, and that's what this country is about, supposed to be about.
In addition to not piling on more government, a lot of folks, obviously, especially among Republican voters, would say you need to try and peel back a lot of the government that's already been piled on. And let's discuss it with respect to a couple of critical issues. First of all, we just got a jobs report last week that showed we're up to 9.1%, obviously much higher than anyone would like to see. What can and what should the Commander-in-Chief, the President of the United States, be doing in terms of trying to stimulate more job creation, particularly in the private sector?
I would advocate eliminating the corporate income tax, understanding that it's a double tax, understanding that that's the way that corporations started out in this country. Reestablish this country as the only place to start up, grow, nurture business. Tens of millions of jobs, I would believe, would result from the eliminating corporate income tax. And understand, it is a double tax. You and I own corporations. When income gets distributed to you or I from a corporation, at that point it gets taxed. So this would not be revenue neutral. There would be a lot more revenue created because of the increase in economic activity. We talk and talk and talk about corporations that have their headquarters overseas or that jobs have been shifted overseas. This brings all of that back.
That's former Republican New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson, now seeking the 2012 Republican presidential nomination. There's more to this conversation. Catch the second half of my visit with Governor Johnson elsewhere on this website, where we'll discuss his plans for attacking the nation's massive debt, how he would take entitlements on head-on, as well as his opinions on immigration policy and the significance of some of his other accomplishments, including climbing Mount Everest and completing the Ironman Triathlon. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.